Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffeehouse and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Prove Gallery in Duluth opens a new show on Friday, December 16th, and it's ABZ. It's called All Black Zine, an African-American and multicultural counterculture magazine with artists, writers, storytellers, and so much more. We spoke with ABZ founder Jordan Moses.
My name is Jordan Moses. We have an event coming up for a zine that we've had for about a year officially now. This will be our third issue. It's called All Black Zine, and the theme this time around is introspection. And we have hosted our past shows at the Prove, and we like working with the Prove because it's a really awesome space. It's right downtown. It's easy. It's accessible. And so we really like to work with them to bring different communities together and really create an energy around art, and especially art that isn't typically represented. So All Black Zine is really this effort to showcase and highlight artists, creators, activists of color, our stories, our experiences, our realities, because oftentimes in media, in history, in other realms, we are underrepresented. Oftentimes we are erased or forgotten. And so this is sort of a push to really highlight voices and provide a foundation and a platform for folks of color to speak up and speak out and share with the world.
What's a zine? For the folks that don't know.
So zine is kind of, it's short for magazine, and it, you know, it's called a zine because it's an unofficial magazine, right? And so it's sort of the style of a magazine, and some folks do different styles, but really it's just a counterculture magazine. A zine really has some power in that there is sort of unlimited freedom in what you can say and what you can do.
That seems really in keeping with the zine culture, because it is about community, creating community in a non-physical space. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like it dates me. Like, are zines still a thing?
Yeah, zines are still a thing. They're still a big thing. And I think they, you know, print media will always have relevancy, something physical. There's something about it being physical, something you can collect. You know, there's something special about that. And the great thing about the zine is that that spirit of the zine will always be there. So I think zines will always have some sort of life, you know, in that subculture, because really what a zine is about, it's counterculture. You know, it's the ability to create something without rules. And that's why we created this zine, because, you know, folks were always telling us, well, you know, you have to go through these specific processes. If you want your voice to be heard, you have to get published and you have to write in this format. And if you want to do research, you have to do APA. You know, so there's so many rules. We want to tell stories. You know, we want to share experiences because those are valid. These experiences, these perspectives, these creations are valid. And we want to be able to share that without rules. We don't want somebody saying, well, this is too serious, or you're swearing too much, or you can't do this, or you can't do that.
So what's been the reception?
I was nervous about it at first, because anytime, you know, marginalized folks try to just assert their place or really just even announce their existence, there's typically some pushback. I'm really more focused on folks whose voices haven't been heard. What are they saying about it, and how are they engaging that? And we've heard some pretty powerful stories from artists who have submitted their work and their identity development and the process they've sort of gone through and engaging this way, being able to showcase their art and think about how they relate to their art and the world has been pretty powerful, as well as the folks who come to that space and benefit from that space by seeing people who are like them, who look like them, or might share identities or backgrounds or whatever, come to that space and see them reflected in art and in media. And that's pretty powerful. And even for, you know, white allies and accomplices who do justice work and are interested in supporting and honoring and respecting other identities and cultures, it's important for them. And they get a lot out of it, because white folks show up to that space and there's not a lot of spaces for them to go to and support this kind of thing, especially in Duluth. So they get to learn and they get to engage and they get to support something that's really progressive and positive and healthy and really needed in this community. So it's been an overwhelming positive reception to the zine.
Jordan Moses here speaking about the Prove Gallery event for ABZ, All Black Zine, happening Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Prove Gallery, located at 21 North Lake Avenue in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.